up the way it did when we were young. Just look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Life's a drive through a dust bowl. What's it do, do, do a young soul? We are deeply concerned. Someone stops for directions. Something responds deep in our engines. We have all been burned. Will heaven wait all heavenly over the next horizon? Things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now. What adds up the way it did when we were young? Look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls.
I don't believe it. What could hurt anything more than cars or girls? In fact, cars and girls don't hurt.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, maybe on a different level, Spinner. Different level. Talking about cars, I was really excited to hear about something you mentioned this morning, which is the classic car register in the UAE. This is something we've been talking about for 7 years.
This is great news, fantastic news. It was announced about a month or so ago, or maybe not quite, but fairly recently anyway. And the RTA, the Dubai RTA, in association with the Automobile and Touring Club of the UAE, have decided to allow provision for classic cars to be registered under a special registration scheme.
That's so good.
So It's amazing. It's only the second emirate that allows that. Sharjah has been doing it for a while through the Motor Museum, but otherwise you haven't been able to run a car under a special registration.
What's the difference? I mean, if you own a classic car, what are the issues or problems with having it registered in the normal manner?
It means that if you're not driving a car all the time, you then get a discount. You get to keep the car registered at a much cheaper rate, but your kilometres are capped as to how many kilometres a year you're allowed to do. So, for instance, if the car is, I believe, the car's 30 years old, it has to be a minimum of 30 years old to apply for the registration anyway, but it's a cap of 10,000 kilometres per year. If the car was built before the 1950s, then I think it's a cap of 5,000 kilometres per year.
Is classic 30 and vintage 50?
Well, now we're getting into it. Classic is actually, I think, is a generic term, but then you've got vintage and veteran.
Veteran.
So you've got vintage cars, which I think are about 25 years old, and a veteran car is maybe 50 years old, I think. But a classic car covers the whole spectrum. It's a generic term.
So, for instance, would it have to be an older vehicle, or could it be a modern classic? With bikes as well as cars?
I can't see why not. Well, you couldn't do it with a bike, but they have to be a minimum of 30 years old to qualify. So once your car turns 30...
Your car looks 30 years old.
It looks quite new, actually. It's quite okay. Thanks very much.
Maybe you had it repaired?
Ages ago. Yeah, anyway... But I do have cars that are over 30 years old, and I think it's a great idea, fantastic, because what it means, also the other great thing too, is that it allows for right-hand drive cars under this exemption. So if you've got an old car in the garage in the UK, or if I've got my old car in the garage in Australia, I could bring it over and
run
it.
You wouldn't though, would you?
Personally, no, I wouldn't. No, because if I was going to have a classic car here, I'd probably buy one here. Because it does need tweaking and things done to it. You'd need a larger radiator, preferably air conditioning, and extra cooling. Maybe a radiator for the transmission and gearbox. Because, you know, this is a very harsh climate for old cars. And there are some fantastic classic cars running around here that have been restored and built to meet these conditions. And they're the ones that you see on the roads. Personally, I don't think my car would be too adaptable to this climate over here. But it does mean that you can bring, for instance, older Japanese cars. And there is a big cult developing amongst old Japanese cars now that we have drifting scene appearing.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. And we're looking at perhaps like the old Nissan Skylines and that sort of thing. There's no reason why they couldn't come over.
Are they 30 years old now, though?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, going back. Yep, definitely. My old grandfather had one.
No way.
Yeah, in the mid 1970s, he had what they call a Datsun 240K.
Right.
Which is the first Prince Skyline.
Yeah, because I can remember like the Nissan Bluebird Turbo,
yeah.
And that's got to be going back sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, great news and a great initiative on the ATC UAE because they became a part of through the FIA, part of the, I'm not going to get lost in letters again, but it's the vintage and veteran classic cars,
yeah.
And those,
yeah,
sort of things. So it's part of their initiative to sort of say, okay, we're going to make sure that that the motoring community is looked after, and people who look after their cars and have restored them and have done them up or have garaged them. Up until now, they really, unless the car passed your normal roadworthy certificate and had to drive on the road every day, they couldn't run. Now, there's the other thing, is that the car does have to go over, it does have to be sorted out and thoroughly inspected before it gets this special registration. So I believe they all go to the same garage. It's near the... It's near the ATC UAE headquarters.
Oh,
and there's a rolling chassis and there's a whole... rolling floor. And the car is thoroughly inspected. Only once it's got that, then it goes onto these plates.
Mm. Because it has surprised me in the last few years. We kind of think that there isn't this... You know, there isn't such a... there isn't such a big element here to classic cars. But actually... People who have classic cars don't tend to have one or two. You know, we know a couple of people who have a couple of hundred classic cars.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. But you very rarely see them on the road. I saw the most beautiful Rolls-Royce at the RTA when I was registering my bike, I think it was, some months ago. And you just think, you know, that's probably the only place you're going to see them, unless you go to places like the Sharjah Museum and the Rainbow Sheikhs Museum, which I haven't actually been to. Have you?
No, I haven't been to that in Sharjah.
Mm. No, sorry, the other one, the Rainbow Sheikh out towards the MT Quarter.
No, I haven't seen it. It's near Liwa, isn't it?
That's the one, yeah. And I've flown over it and I've driven past it many times and I've never actually had the opportunity to go and have a look in, but his collection is meant to be a stunning collection, and
yeah.
And he was actually named the Rainbow Sheikh because he had a car, he had the same car, a Mercedes, done in every colour of the rainbow for 7 days of the week.
Yeah, yeah, and it wasn't just the outside colour; it was the internal colour or the leather. So he's got each car. So the yellow car has yellow leather, yellow steering wheel, the whole lot. The green one, likewise, blue, red. Yeah.
What colour would you have?
I don't like any of those cars. Actually, have you seen them? I've seen photographs of them. It's very, very 1980s.
Yeah, we'll try and stick some good photos on Facebook for you. If you've got any questions about the classic car registration, the new classic car registry, or if you have any questions in general about motoring, then of course you can text through to 4001. I won't answer all of them. I'll let Spinner do that for you because, you know, you've got to give him his dues.
That's a few my way.
Yeah, he's quite good at the old car talk.